The waning days of August can be demanding for the news business and those who follow the news. The president and Congress are on vacation. Reporters can be reduced to reporting that the leader of the free world did some chores around the house that day, which might explain why slight stories can suddenly bloom into prominence. This week, for example, news agencies reported that a baby girl named Peyton Winkler had been born in Lincoln, Nebraska, on the same birthday as her mother and grandmother. Imagine that. Now, few people follow the news with as much attention to detail or absurdity as Harry Shearer, host and producer of Le Show, which can be heard on public radio stations across the country. Harry Shearer now joins us from Santa Monica. Harry, thanks for being with us again.
My pleasure, Scott.
This must be a tough time for you, too, isn't it?
Well, you know, it is and it isn't. When I was a kid, the newspapers would run large photographs of scantily clad women sitting on cakes of ice.
Right.
Going,
yeah.
Well, there's one way to beat the heat. And that was the dog days of summer cliche. But if you look back in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton's testimony to the grand jury happened in August.
Yeah.
Princess Diana died. And what we're possibly experiencing is a slight time warp between the attitude of the news media, which still sends everybody on vacation in August and acts as if the world stops, mm-hmm. and then gets burned sometimes. This year, we had the stem cell debate and a certain congressman being interviewed by a certain newswoman
mm-hmm.
during August.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, I wonder, we have now NATO on the verge of committing a force of several thousand people into Macedonia.
That's a story. The Russians are trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with the demand that the ABM treaty be abrogated. That's a story that's going on right before our faces right now. I think it's more a matter of the news media's habits and trying to wish that the rest of the world acted in compliance with Dan's vacation needs.
No. That's things like the invasion of Kuwait, which also occurred in August, keep throwing it off, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess they didn't check, right, in Iraq
they
at
didn't
that particular
ask.
Point. Yeah.
Or maybe they did. I always used to think during the Cold War days that if I were the Russians and I was going to attack, I would attack on the fourth Friday of the month at 10 a.m. because that's when they had the air raid alerts.
Yeah, right. They'd never notice it, would they, come to think of it?
No.
Right, the standard error.
Business as usual.
Yeah. Until the middle of Friday afternoon, we had a phrase that could almost be chiseled on our board in our lead segment that said, gaping maw of news. We were uncertain how that was going to be filled in until Friday afternoon. There was no one story that we thought, well, you know, something's likely to change over the next 12 hours and we can jump on that.
Out here in the world, it seems...
Excuse me, you referred to Santa Monica as being out here in the world?
Well, I've been traveling.
I have been traveling
as well.
I say that with affection for Santa Monica.
No, I know. We're worldly folk out here. It does seem like the thing stops less. I mean, I think it's a European East Coast habit of mind. Everybody goes to the country.
Yeah. Weren't a lot of news organizations planning on California being sort of dark at this particular point, too?
Yeah, that's a story that they were budgeting and that failed to happen. And there's, check me if I'm wrong, Scott, I've stopped paying attention to baseball when I was 8 years old, but there's usually a pennant race this time of year as well.
Yes, it's beginning to develop, and even a home run race between Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa. Yeah.
See? I mean, when I was a child, I dwelt on childish things. But...
Oh, well, I... I haven't put those away just yet.
No, I noticed.
Yeah. As you know. Now, every now and then, when you're pressed for material, you must have some people, some characters you can reach back for. Joey Buttafuoco, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding was just on Larry King this week. So.
Well, you see?
Yeah. So it's not me that's hard-pressed for material, reaching back.
Well,
The best panel in the world, Tonya Harding.
At the same time, President Bush, of course, has been taking this very public vacation in Crawford, Texas, but he seems to get up and go somewhere every couple of days. Is that some feeling that we get disappointed if he doesn't make news or pictures at any rate?
I think the Washington Post printed the amount of days that he had spent at Camp David, at Crawford, and then this vacation since he assumed the presidency. And it was like 63% of his presidency has been spent relaxing. And I think they were stung by that. And so they're making the, all right, we'll give you activity. But, you know, there's a significant number of people in this country who think that, you know, the more time President Bush spends not doing stuff, the better.
Harry, thank you very much. Nice talking to you again.
My pleasure, Scott.
Harry,
and,
sure.
Take it easy, will you?
As soon as we're done with this show, I'll do that.
Okay.
Harry Shearer, the host of Le Show, heard on public radio stations across the country, speaking from Santa Monica, the real world.